morning, good afternoon, and good night. Wherever you are in the world, I would like to welcome you to the Be Intentional album. Just call me Juice. I'll be your narrator, orchestrator, demonstrator, educator, articulator, instrumentalist, vocalist, MC. Yeah, pretty much. But enough about me. I have a homie of mine, and I felt it on my heart that he should enlighten you a little bit about what it is to be from New Orleans. Talk to the people, Flim.
To the hurricanes, to the porch hangs, to the cypress trees, the Spanish moss, the shotguns. To the hot boys and to the hot girls. New Orleans, I love you. Those sticky humid summers, my cousins. The wet winters, my brothers. The clunking rain and chattering cicadas are my sisters. New Orleans, I love you. My teeth crashed into icebergs with and without fruit at the bottom or top, depending on how you flip it. New Orleans, I love you. Everything you love about New Orleans is because of Black people. We keep on, we press on, we still hope. Holding firm to our homes, our places, our way of life, our culture, our people, to each other. New Orleans, the greatest city on earth, I love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I have to admit that there's one thing incorrect about that song. One of the things that to love about New Orleans is Lisa, Mickey.
You know what? I got to do a remix.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
Yes. And if you guys are wondering, like, who the fuck am I talking to? Normally it's myself. Honestly.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But I have a co-host tonight. I'm so jazzed.
I'm with
Juice.
It.
Juice.
Juice in the building. What's good?
Hey, Juice.
What's popping, Lisa? How you feeling?
Hey, dude. I'm feeling amazing. How about you?
I can't complain, you know. It is what it is. It's a new day.
It is a new day. And you're here on the show. I mean, fuck.
I'm with it. I'm with the shits.
You are with the shits. Well, that was you.
That was.
That was you opening up the show. That's quite an honor, dude.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, any opportunity is a blessing to me. So I thank you.
I mean, well, you're welcome. It's not really an honor, but I'm kind of patting myself on the back. I'm gonna say that I discovered you. Been around,
yeah,
for many years.
I'll give you that. I give you that street cred. I'll give you that.
Thank you. And you did teach me something new.
Okay.
What I call Smags.
Mm-hmm.
My Marlboro Red 100s, they're called Joes here.
In New Orleans, yeah, they call them Joes.
See, I didn't even know that.
See, now you know. So when you're on the street in New Orleans, you're like, let me get a Joe. They're going to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to be like, this bitch is down.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, Juice, thank you so much for being here tonight. And we're going to play more of you and talk more because you've met some pretty incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
Played with them.
Yep.
And you've got more amazing stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, this album you just dropped.
For sure.
For sure. And we're playing stuff off of it tonight.
Let's get it.
All right, let's get it. But in the meantime, we are going to play some of my sad old lady music.
Hey, it's still music.
And this is true. It's still music. So, everybody, you're listening to Slipping You a Mickey right here on Indie100.com.
A wonderful sight, watch and anticipate the beginning of a usual day. Thank you.
live my life. My life, my life. I still do fucked up things. No matter the pain it brings. Sometimes I can't refrain. I live my life. My life, my life. I still do fucked up things. I lost my mind just saying. No fret on my strings. Look. Sometimes you do shit that you don't mean, my life. Get addicted like a dope fiend, my life. Hide behind it like a smoke screen, my life. Until it all falls down, my life. Get a job, go to school, my life. But I ain't played by the rules, nigga, my life. They told me get a degree, so I did that. But I ain't even using that bitch, believe that. Life is what you make it, play your hand, don't let them take it. I'm bluffing on every play, they won't ever see me shaking. I'm taking the chance, so you can call me Kevin Bacon. This my fucking life, so it's mine for the taking. Every night you go home and look in the mirror. Imperfections and the flaws paint the picture more clearer. You see what you see and you be who you be. I can't be nobody else but me. I live my life, my life, my life. I still do fucked up things. No matter the pain it brings. Sometimes I can't refrain. I live my life, my life, my life. I still do fucked up things. I lost my mind. Fret on my strings. Sometimes you look for validation that you don't need. From a group of people didn't plant one seed. All they want is the fruit falling from the tree. But when it's gone, look how many help you get the leaves. Oftentimes I spend many nights contemplating. Been 3-4 years since my last conversation. I'm driving uptown every week to see Julie May. I'd do anything to hear her voice one more day. How you feeling? So I need to get you updated. I mentioned you in the song that your son created. I even put my own album out, I guess I made it. Just taking heed to your words, don't get complacent. Every night I go home and look in the mirror. Imperfections and the flaws paint the picture more clearer. You see what you see and you be who you be. I can't be nobody else but me. I live my life, my life, my life. I still do fucked up things. No matter the pain it brings. Sometimes I can't refrain. I live my life, my life, my life. I still do fucked up things. I lost my mind just saying. No fret on my strings.
What?
That's what I call when I play specific music. Oh, New Orleans,
when I say
tasty.
I say what with an exclamation point, not a question mark.
Oh, yeah.
See how I did that?
I did. Yeah. You're my tasty baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I got juice up in the palatial recording studios in the French Quarter.
That's it.
So, Juice, so I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. I told you I was going to ask you something when we got in this break.
Bet.
And I want to know what it feels like to hear yourself.
Oh, man. I think it's a long time coming. It's emotion.
Yeah.
It's soul. It's truth. It's honesty. It's all those things tied into one. And to know and sit back and think, you know, where I was when I initially started this process and this journey, and to see it come to fruition is like the most gratifying feeling an artist can ask for, you know what I mean? You know, fuck a Grammy, fuck $1 million. It's like you set out to accomplish a goal,
yeah,
and you accomplished it. And that's all you really can ask for, you know? So I'm ecstatic.
Well, I mean, I think you're fucking amazing, dude.
I appreciate that, Lisa.
Otherwise, I would not have invited you into the lair.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
That's right. I mean, and, you know, you've done a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before going out on your own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you feel like those things that you did helped, or do you kind of feel like mentally maybe you're like, oh, I've already done this shit. Like, I should be amazing, or, you know, I mm-hmm. should be selling a million records.
Right, right.
Like,
no, I think it helped. I mean, I think it nurtured me as an artist. You know, it gave me tools. It gave me all the requirements that it takes to be a successful artist. You know, being in the room with this person, being on stage with this person, having conversations with this person. You know, I'm the cat that's always going to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just not asking, yo, you know, how was that fucking burger? I'm asking, what was the ingredients you made to make that burger? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting into it. Like, because I want to take from that and see how I can apply that to my recipe and my artistry. So I'm just out there working, trying to network and just trying to learn the game from people who I feel like respect the art.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's all about just being genuine. So I feel like when that's reciprocated, you know what I'm saying, and translated, people gonna automatically gravitate towards that truthfulness, you know what I mean?
So you have, I mean, as a member of the Soul Rebels,
uh-huh.
you've played with
Buku people. Would you want me to name some?
Name some. Let's name drop.
That's name drop. All right. Okay. I'm gonna start from the very beginning because I remember the very first. After that, it gets lost.
Okay.
The very first was Slick Rick.
Okay.
And from there, it was just a fucking domino effect.
Yeah.
Right. You're talking about Katy Perry, the Wu-Tang Clan, Nas, Metallica.
You said Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
So was he like?
He's fucking nuts. He's nuts. He's fucking nuts. He's great, though.
But, like, in a good way? Or
great
like
way. Yeah. He was, like, spitting on people in Japan and shit. Yeah, he's different. Yeah, he's that guy. He's him. Yeah. Spitting on people, cursing them out. Fuck you.
Wow.
And they was going, yeah.
It was crazy. He spit on me.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Well, I want to ask you about, you've played the NPR Tiny Desk.
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
Man, it was a great experience. I felt like, you know, being in a brass band, and we actually performed with one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, GZA. You know, GZA the Genius. Man, they told us to be, you know, tame it down a little bit. You know, the volume and shit. It didn't really feel as authentic as it could have felt, in my personal opinion, because it was like, we need to be quiet and shit for the microphones or whatever. But if you go back and watch some of the other NPR Tiny Desks, they in that bitch turning up.
Yeah.
But they told us we got to be, like, real quiet, you know. So, you know, it was a great experience. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, I definitely would do it again.
This time you're going to do it as Juice.
Hey, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
I'm manifesting that.
Oh, it's coming. You plant that seed. You got to plant the seed.
I'm going to be your manager.
Plant the seed. It's all about the seed.
That's right.
It's all about the seed. You know what I mean? Spring water.
And NPR Tiny Desk mm-hmm. is like the fucking hottest show. Like,
man, that shit, it's like, popping.
It really is. It's popping. I mean, Anderson .Paak. .Paak? .Paak? .Paak?
Yeah, .Paak.
.Paak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
.Paak. Yeah, he was just at Jazz Fest, yeah.
And I actually went to see him at
You checked him out?
At the Expedia Global Fest.
Oh, okay,
Fest.
Yeah.
Right down the street. And I told my listeners that I did go to that because I could walk to it.
Vibes.
And I have to admit, so I'd been telling my listeners, I was like, you know, Rolling Stones, I don't give a shit, right?
Right.
Even though, you know, they're right up the street, basically.
Yeah, they're like 100 years old.
Yeah, and so my son, Taylor, mm-hmm. record store Taylor, runs a record store,
where?
Obviously.
Where?
In Boston.
I got to talk to this man.
You do.
All right.
He's the shit.
Okay.
And so when the lineup for Jazz Fest first dropped, he was immediately, Mom, Rolling Stones. And I was like, but I thought that Lynyrd Skynyrd was your favorite band. He goes, well, they are my, Lynyrd Skynyrd is my favorite band. However, the Rolling Stones is the best band in the world.
They like everybody's favorite band? Or your favorite band? Maybe?
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, I really don't want to go, but.
I don't think they're better than the Jackson 5. That's me. That's me.
I feel like maybe that's apples and oranges, though.
Okay. I see where you're going.
Like,
I see where you're going.
Best rock band.
I see where
you're going.
How about that? All right. I got you.
So I would still say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Or Allman Brothers.
Ooh.
Right?
Jam band. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over the Rolling Stones. But I kept telling my listeners, I was like, I can't even be bothered. Like, I can't even be fucking bothered to go see the Rolling Stones, even though they're right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
And what bitch went to see the Rolling Stones? Me. Yeah. Because I had passes.
Okay.
Like, because
you're exclusive.
Yeah, good passes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Taylor shamed me into it.
Mm.
He was like, well, you should go because I can't. So I was like, okay.
He suckered you in.
He suckered me in. But then I also had passes to go see Neil Young. So I was like, oh, you know, I kind of want to go see Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
And he shamed me out of going to see Neil Young.
Shit.
You know, because of the whole COVID Spotify thing. And he's like, Neil Young is dead to me.
Right.
And so I did not go see Neil Young. But I did see the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, I mean, they are 100.
They are.
It's like the Crypt Keepers on stage.
Yeah.
But it was, you know.
They still
for
got
that,
it, though.
It was a good show. Yeah, I mean, people were going fucking nuts. But anyway, back to you, because mm-hmm. you're a lot better than the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know.
I'm manifesting.
That's tough. I don't know. They got some leg work under their belt.
They do. They do. I mean, and they've been around for, like, 1,000 years.
Like centuries.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, honestly, the big draw is Keith Richards, because I think
Over Mick?
Yes, because Keith Richards, I feel like everybody secretly goes and they're hoping that they're at the show that he just finally dies at.
Wow. I don't think he's going to die.
See? Like, he's going to live forever,
He
right?
probably will.
So if you were at that show where he finally, like...
It's like history in the making.
Right?
Damn.
That would be Instagram worthy.
That's going in the Guinness book.
I know.
Fuck.
That bitch is pickled.
Yeah, yeah,
dude,
you're right.
He's not going anywhere.
Shit.
But, yeah. So anyway, I don't know how I went off on that tangent. But you did play at Jazz Fest. You played, like, mm-hmm. every year, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Been playing it since I was in high school. Love Jazz Fest, you know. It does a lot for the community. From my perspective, it gives local musicians a chance to have a bigger platform.
Yeah,
not only on the festival grounds, but outside of the festival grounds. A lot of the brass bands make a lot of money, you know, from all the tourists they generate. You know, they might not play on the festival stage, but they on the corner outside of the bar, outside of somebody's house, making a lot of bread that they usually wouldn't make, you know, on a Thursday during the week or on a Friday. So, yeah, you know, it's pros and cons to the festival. But, again, it's a part of New Orleans, and I think it's something great that's happened for the art, for the culture. And I just hope they can continue to do right by the city with it and not let the outside motherfuckers, because I think AG has it now, or Live Nation.
Oh.
One of them. Yeah, yeah.
Are they the ones that killed Voodoo Fest?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. And
Buku?
I think Buku just ran out of money or some shit. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But it's maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. But
you know, Voodoo was
the best.
Oh, right?
Voodoo was the fucking best. Like, what better way to go to New Orleans than a musical festival during Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So, who the powers that be, if you're listening to fucking Lisa.
Steven Rehage.
Rehage, bro. Bring it back, bro.
Get it together.
Come on, man. We need it.
I've made this plea on the show before.
Oh, he's going to get to him at
one
point.
He's listening.
Yeah, all right.
He's a big fan.
Okay.
Yeah, he's stalking me, actually.
Mm. Well, hey. I know where she lives. Hit me up, bro. Nola
Here
Juice.
We go. Cheers to that, babe.
Cheers. Nola Juice.
All right, so I would be remiss if we did not talk about what we were drinking. Because that, you know, it's so cute. I talk about drinking the Taka Vodka.
Man, that's classic. That's like...
I swill it right out of the bottle. That is classic.
Like, you on a slick, you like real New Orleans on some shit. Like, you smoking Joe's, you got the Taka Vodka out the glass. Like, that's some New Orleans shit. For real.
Thank you.
Like, throwback New Orleans, like, before Katrina New Orleans.
Thank you.
That's like New Orleans.
To me, that's a compliment.
Not that Nola shit.
No.
We talking about New Orleans.
Nolans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and you're not drinking the taco.
No,
you're,
I don't know.
You're representing the tequila.
Man, so, you know, I had my thing with the vodka. I was a Tito's guy for the longest. Mm. But I elevated. I grew up.
Yeah.
I was drinking it too fucking much. It started tasting like water. Then I just said, you know what? I just got to try something. Then I started, I crossed over to the Reposado tequila. But right now I'm drinking. Yeah. But right now this Añejo.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds right. Hey, The Rock, if you're listening, bro, your brand is popping, man. This shit's pretty smooth.
Yeah, and side note, Rock, if you're listening, we have the theme song for you.
Boom. Theme song.
That's right.
So whenever you decide to go back wrestling after, you know, for WrestleMania, I got you, bro.
That's right. Indy100.com. Just smash that comment button on Slipping You a Mickey, and, you know, I'll hook you up, because I love my boy Juice.
Hey, it's popping. It's going down. We're taking this. This got to go up.
We worldwide,
yeah,
baby.
We got to go. Yeah, we got to go.
And we should say hello to all our listeners.
Oh.
In Japan.
Japan, Africa, Europe, Australia, Antarctica.
The Italians love the show?
Italians. Obrigado.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's Brazilian.
Okay.
That's Brazilian.
Portuguese. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Portuguese. Yeah, it's Portuguese.
Ciao, mia bella.
That's
like eight different languages altogether, I think. But, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we love you all. We love the world.
Well, you know, speaking of sounding nice, how about we play another one of your beautiful tunes.
Let's play it.
All right. Oh, I gotta find it. Damn, that was such a nice segue, and I fucked it up. All right, hang
Damn,
on.
Damn, Lisa, you fucked it up.
I fucked it up. All right, hang on. Turn off the water.
Turn off the water. That's
okay,
the one.
Okay, so give us a little background.
Okay, so this song is inspired by a tough moment in my life, you know. Shout out to the people that's dealing with mental health issues.
Yeah.
You know, suicide or just anything going on in the head and that you don't want to express to other people or just seek out help. So this song is pretty much a testament to that, and it's an encouragement to not give up on yourself. Right? So when you reach that breaking point, if you feel like you might want to take your life, or you feel like you might want to do something that could harm others.
Mm-hmm.
This song is a reminder to don't do it. You have a second chance, you know, to be great again.
Yeah.
So it's a metaphor. Turning off the water, hence you're in the bathtub, preventing the water from overflowing out the tub.
Oh, nice.
You're in that tub.
Yeah, nice.
If that water overflows, essentially you might drown. But if you turn the water off and stop the water before it overflows, then you won't drown. You get a second chance at life.
Man, that's some deep shit.
It's deep as fuck. People, you know what I'm saying?
It's deep as fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
That's the vibe.
I love it.
That's the vibe.
Look, well, you know, and it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
See how that shit played out? And I ain't even know that because I ain't that tapped in, but I just be trying to just speak the realness, you know, speak the real.
Yeah.
You know, and this whole album is just that. I couldn't, you know, I wasn't trying to fabricate that shit. You know, I wasn't about to sit there and give it 40 takes.
Yeah.
For what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to relate to that. You need to feel the real shit.
I agree.
So that's what it was.
All right. And speaking of real, Is this your girl?
That is. That's Ashley. Look.
Hi. She's like, bye. Oh, hi. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just all vibes, Lisa. It's vibes.
It is vibes.
Yeah, it's vibes.
We got the good vibes.
Oh, you got to have it. That's
we
the
got,
only way.
We got the vibes, bitch.
You got the vibe, bitch.
All right. Well, let's keep it vibing it.
Fucking right.
All
right.
So, again, this is Juice and...
Oh, the song? Oh, this Turn Off the Water. My bad. Turn Off the Water. Yeah.
And you're listening to Slipping You a Mickey.
Slipping You a Mickey. Oh, shit.
On Indy 100.
On Indy 100. You got to give me that drop again. You're listening to Slip Me a Mickey on Indy100.com.
All right, bitches. Here we go. Oh, whoops. Hang on. I fucked up.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's do that again. All right, you're listening to...
Slipping You a Mickey on Indy100.com.
All right, Juice, turn off the water. There we go. I did it that time.
So you can edit that drop.
No.
You can't edit that drop?
I'm not gonna.
Fuck it.
Here we go. Listen, baby.
The reason I can't sleep, race against the time. So what you wanna do? Where you wanna go? Do you wanna live? Do you wanna die slow? Do you wanna change or go against the grain? Even close friends go do the same thing. Times you wanna smoke, times you wanna drink. Hands on the wheel, don't let the ship sink. I got faith in you. I got faith in you. Turn off the water. Come back to surfing and look around. Now what do you see? A second chance at this again. Turn off water, your new life again. Feeling all alone, can't even pick up my phone. Gotta get it off my chest. Take the call. So what you wanna do? Where you wanna go? Do you wanna live? Do you wanna die slow? Do you wanna change or go against the grain? Even close friends go do the same thing. Times you wanna smoke, times you wanna drink. Hands on the wheel, don't let the ship sink. I got faith in you. I got faith in you. Turn off the water before you drown. Come back to surfing and look around. Now what do you see? A second chance at this again. Turn off the water, your new life again. Turn off the water before you drown.
There's a kid who flies. floor below me saying, brother, can you spare sunshine for a brother? Old man, winter's in the air. Walk me up a story, asking how you are. Told me not to worry, you were just a shooting star.
Thank you. tears to stop my weeping, 'cause she'll never change her ways. But don't fool yourself, she was heartache from the moment that you met her. My heart feels so still as I try to find the will to forget her somehow. I think I've forgotten her now. A rose pale and dying, dropping her petals in vain. I know all full of wine the world before her was sober with no place to go.
If you knew who Jeff Buckley was, and you said you did not.
I did not.
I'm going to give you a little education.
All right.
My listeners have probably heard this before, but they love me, so they'll listen again. Jeff Buckley, his father, Tim Buckley, was this, like, folk hero. Like, you know, like, he was really popular, like, in the folk scene back in the day, right?
Okay.
So Jeff comes out really great, And I was working at 99X in Atlanta at the time, which was like the cool station, right?
Okay.
So we would have the, we would invite these like up and coming artists in to do a show, like a private show. We'd have like 30 guests, 30 listeners for the station that would come in. And so Jeff Buckley comes in. I had a mad crush on him. And he does a show, and he was amazing, right? And I was like, I love you. And he was like, bitch, get off me. No, he wasn't really. He was like, I love you too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see you. And then he leaves, right? And he goes to, like, I want to say Memphis, like a few days later. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go swimming in the Mississippi River. He does. He never
comes back.
Comes back.
Right.
Yeah, he's like gone, gone.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, like right at the peak. And so he was so amazing. I mean, we were chatting, so I didn't really give you a chance to listen to that song. But but he was really great.
I wonder what inspired that swim.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Damn.
And a lot of his songs are kind of morose and kind of suicide-y. So then people were kind of like, oh, did he?
Maybe it was pun intended.
Yeah. Who knows? But your songs are not morose.
No.
They're happy. Well, I mean, they're positive.
Depending on the song.
I just,
the way I'm approaching this music, I'm going to get with the time, and I'm going to say it's non-binary.
Oh. Oh, so it's cisgender music. No, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
It's non-cisgender music.
It's whatever you like.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like,
What is your music's pronouns?
Them, they, he, her, us.
Oh, all the things.
Love.
Oh, yeah. All the things.
All the things, yeah.
All the things.
All the things.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
Yeah, you know, it's music. I'm a musician first, so, you know, I draw inspiration from everywhere.
You know? I love that.
Yeah. And, you know, experiencing different cultures around the world, performing with different people, you just have a, I have a very diverse catalog of music. So,
yeah.
It's hard to just be like, yo, let's make this type of album or let's make this type of album. It's hard because I got this type of song going on in my head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fit with this type of groove. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the show's about over. It goes by really quickly for us on this side of the mic. On the other side, people might be like, damn, this shit's dragging. Mm-hmm. But probably not with you here because you've been very entertaining.
Well, you know, I just try to do what I can do. You gotta be yourself. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, always be yourself.
All right. Let's cheers to that. All right.
Cheers.
Click.
So we got to make the click sound because this is not glass. That's plastic. Right.
It's glass.
Oh, I got plastic. All right, okay. So I got plastic.
So click. All right. Well, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful space.
Thank you. The Palatial Recording Studios here in the French Quarter.
What? Exclamation point.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being my New Orleans tasty.
That's it.
All right.
Cheers to the Joes.
Cheers. have another one as soon as we get off here. All right. So, everyone, raise your taco vodka to juice and listen to him up on the Spotify and all the platforms.
All
right?
The platforms. Also, you can follow me on your socials at Nola Juice.
Okay. You should probably spell that out. So.
At NolaJuice, Nola Juice, one word.
Nola Juice, and if you can't keep up with that, you can always hit that comment button, and I'll be more than happy to reply to you. Or you can email me at slippingyoumickey@gmail.com, SlippingYoumickey @gmail.com. It's time for us to get up on out of here. Thank you again, Juice.
Thank you, Lisa.
Phenomenal. Let's do the fist pump thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom.
That's it.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. All right, guys. Peace out. Thank you for listening. And meet you same time next week right here on Slippin' You a Mickey.
You've got your hand on the button now.